It's the Morning Rush, live at 5.
Okay, everything is now working. Took a while to boot up things that I leave on overnight, but wow, I can't wait for the sun to come up and I can walk around and see what's left of my property.
Was it that bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst storm we've had this summer for sure. The first wave came through. What really amazed me was the wind, not just the gusts, but the constant wind. For the first few minutes of that storm coming in, the whole house was shaking. And then, I mean, it was around midnight, I guess, something like that. But I have one of those lightning strike apps. I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay.
Of, I'll tell you, around where you live in Orleans, there were, when I last checked, maybe three or four lightning strikes. Did you hear much thunder where you
were? No, but I slept through it. Like, I was passed out last night. Slept great. So I don't know how it was. It rained a lot. Clearly it rained a ton, but.
Each one of these red dots is a lightning strike.
Okay.
And the white ones were a little, the red ones happened.
Holy. What's going on around the 416?
And the yellow ones were a little bit longer ago than that. And do you see how many there are?
That's insane. There must be at least 100 on this page.
No, there's
more
than 100.
Wait, like, what would that
be? Couldn't
even count. That's 10? So like 400 maybe?
Yeah, I would say between 500 and 1,000. Because a lot of them, look, if you look, see the...
Oh, when you zoom in, you can see...
The ones are all blurred together.
They're all blurred together, yeah. That's insane.
It was, and it didn't stop then. That was sort of at the height of it. But, and I could see this blue dot I'll show you is our house.
Okay.
Look
okay. So there's a couple right there.
Yeah. Couple, one on the neighbor's
dock.
It was unbelievable. What a, I mean, normally I love thunderstorms, but when it's the middle of the night, you feel like I got to wake up, make sure there are no tornado warnings.
For sure.
And then all of a sudden we heard the door banging, our bedroom door. I thought it was one of the kids. Our door, with the temperature changing, our bedroom door sticks a little bit.
Yeah, mine does that too. The windows have been open.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to pull. I got locked in there almost one day. I had to put my coffee and everything down to grab it and give it a heave. Anyway, I hear the door banging. And guess who's escaped from her area downstairs? There's Sammy.
Oh,
crying like a baby, crawling into bed with us.
Oh, boy.
Shaking like a leaf. Like, there was a vibration. It was like there was an engine running in the bed. It was crazy. You missed all the fun, huh?
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. And like I said, I don't know if it just wasn't bad where I lived or I slept through it all.
And I don't know how many people were out of power. It was only, I'd gone back to sleep when the power went out. So the bulk of the storm or the noisiest part of the storm had passed. But it looks like, according to my home alarm system, we were out for about 30 minutes, which is not bad. But when everything comes back on, everything reboots, all the smart speakers and stuff, that woke me up again. So I got probably a couple of hours of very badly interrupted sleep. And then the rest of the night, trying to sleep with a 110-pound German Shepherd in your bed. Not the easiest.
I feel like I missed out on a big, like... But I want to know, like, did I sleep through it or was it just not as bad where I live? That's all I want to know.
No, it was not as bad where you were. It passed right through this area. And there is no chance an adult human being slept through this.
Well, there are some men out there who I'm sure could snore through that.
No, well, it wasn't me, I'll tell you. Did you get a storm where you were in it?
Oh, yeah. It hit Kanata, Stittsville area pretty hard, too. A lot of lightning. The lightning, actually. The light that was kind of coming in. Even with the blinds closed, the light was
that's
waking
what
me
and
up.
I were just talking about. This is around 1 o'clock this morning. This is the lightning app. Take a look at the yellow and red are lightning strikes.
Wow. Yeah. That would make sense why I was woken up several times. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all through your area too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the noise from the thunder, the rolling, but the lightning was what most intense I found. You know, you talk about your dog, Sammy, being in the bed with you. It's funny because my dog, Jack, who's an 11-year-old golden retriever, used to be terrified of thunderstorms. And he would just kind of come by your side and pant a lot, right? Just kind of, he'd get a little anxious. I've noticed in the last 6 months or so, I think he's deaf now or going deaf. He doesn't
that
have a lot of hearing.
Dog, yeah.
And because the last couple storms I get, I think, or when I hear Rosie say, we're going to have storms tonight, I think, oh, great, a sleepless night. He's nowhere to be found. He's in the basement. He's like passed out sleeping. It does not bother him. I don't think he hears it.
I think dogs that age are just take me now, Lord Dog.
I think he has zero, you know what I mean, to give. I just don't think he cares anymore. I think he's reached a point where he's like, yeah, yeah, okay, it's a thunderstorm. I'm over it. Not going to get nervous. I just want to sleep.
Our dog's hips are sore enough now that I think she's a year away from running out in the backyard saying, strike me down. Can't take it anymore. Strike me down. But she's not there yet because I got the white fur on me from the nighttime to prove that.
Aw, poor Sammy. It yeah, it's hard on them, eh? A lot of people will probably be pretty tired tonight. Their dog's keeping them up all night.
Yeah, I'm a little cranky today.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
By that, I mean more than usual.
I was going to say today.
Yeah. It's a relative thing. With
of course, we know.
But what's your lead story?
Well, we're talking about a couple of things today. Of course, Norm MacDonald, the passing of the Canadian comedian.
Shocker, huh?
Yeah. He was quite ill, right, for a long time with cancer.
I hadn't known that. It wasn't on my radar.
Yeah, so. Very quiet.
I think that came out more publicly a few years ago because I remember seeing something, and I can't remember where, but I remember he looked different. Like, you could tell he looked ill. And I remember he was speaking about it. So I don't know that I was entirely shocked, but it's just sad. You know, 61 is so young, an icon in the stand-up comedy world of his generation. And it's always great to look back and see some of his really funny moments and in stand-up comedy and some of the TV shows he did and interviews. But then it also becomes quite sad when you realize he's not here to entertain us that way anymore. So I know I've been watching some of the interviews that people have been doing with other comics like Tom Green and getting their response and getting their reaction. And obviously it's a sad day. That's certainly something we'll be talking about, all the tributes pouring in for him. We're also talking about the vaccine passport coming next week, what that
Did
means.
Did you see the list of exemptions?
Yes, some of them,
yeah,
yes.
Wow.
So what can't I do?
It's very piecemeal, right? It's long, yeah. There's a lot of little things here and there. I feel like I think there's going to be a lot of confusion, and I think that's going to be, it's going to fall a lot on the business owners. You know, okay, you can't do this, you can do that, and then that's going to create a lot of stress for them. Anyhow, that does come into effect.
I think it'll create less stress than them having to close. Which
well, that's for sure. Yeah,
be the alternative.
Yeah, September 22nd. That comes into play. I thought one of the things that was interesting, too, I had a conversation with my mom and stepfather the other day, and I said, so you guys going to print off, you know, off the website? And said, what? What do we got to do? And I thought, oh, boy. So I said, you need your receipt so that if you want to go out to a restaurant, you know, in another week and a half or so, you can go and do that. So
you didn't tell them to just save it on their smartphone? So they
yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the fact that they'll be able to have that paper receipt even after the QR code comes into effect in October, I think for a lot of seniors, that might be a little bit of a relief. Because my stepdad, he's good to go. I told him Ontario.ca, he's good to go to get it and print it. That he'll be able to do. But they don't have access to getting a QR code on their phones. Like their phones are they're probably still using the brick phones from 1988. So I don't know that that's something that would be an option for them. And I hate that would hold them back. So anyhow.
Would you be able to print off the actual code?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That is a good
question. I would imagine you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not the only people having that conversation about parents or
of course,
whatever, right?
Yeah.
Someone must have thought of that. I don't know. I'm giving them too much credit, I think.
Well, at the least, I know they can still use the receipt that shows that they've been vaccinated. So that moving forward is what they'll be doing. And if it comes to a point of printing the QR code, then that I know they're capable of doing too. Because these are all the questions now coming up, right? It's not just a matter of going into a store or an establishment with a mask on. They're going to have to prove more as of next week. So
I'm just happy we seem to be past the conversation about lockdowns.
I'm knocking on wood right now.
People angry, but to me, at least we're not talking about that again.
Oh, but you know what? Don't jinx it, because look what's going on in Alberta right now. You know, the medical officer of health eating her words yesterday over what happened that open in the summer, now admitting that they opened too fast, they have to go backwards. I mean, we're doing it differently.
Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
They did go all Florida. That's a great way to put it.
It's true.
Yeah, they were just too soon, and it was obvious at the time.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. wasn't obvious.
It wasn't obvious, no.
It was obvious that it was a borderline call. Because right. I remember, I think you and I even talked about it on TV, and I was I don't know. That's a big gamble, it seems like.
Yeah, you kind of hope they were right, though, right?
Yes.
Of course. But it did seem like a big jump, right? Yeah. We wanted to get there, but it did seem like a big jump. So, yeah, we're not jumping like that in Ontario.
They're like,
but
we have among the lowest vaccination rates in the country, so do we think now is the time to gamble?
No.
Like, get higher vaccination rates first. What was the rush anyway? We could do a lot of things in the summer.
Yes, that's a good
just
point.
Wait it out, right? Yeah.
Calgary Stampede.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
were they calling it? The best summer of all time, like the best summer of all time, something like that. I mean, So here they are now.
Could have waited on the Calgary Stampede.
Yeah.
Or at least had vaccine certificates or something at it.
Yeah.
So, Rosie?
Yes.
Wow.
How's Sammy?
Sammy, yeah. It's funny because Sylvie said, I thought she was still asleep, and I went out up to hear to answer the banging on our bedroom door. She said, Rosie nailed it. I'm like, what? Rosie. I said, why are we talking about Rosie in the middle of the night? I'm serious. She said, that's the dog. Rosie said, the dog will be in your bed. And in she came, whining. And this big, huge German Shepherd, her tail between her legs, climbing up into the bed.
Yeah.
It was a vicious storm, though.
It really was. What an intense low-pressure system. It was such a defined line. You could see it extending all the way from Windsor, Toronto, going up through us. And embedded in that low-pressure system and, you know, heavy, heavy rainfall and thunderstorms that kept going. I mean, I know so many dogs. Annette, how were you?
Well, I was just saying, I think Jack's deaf.
Okay.
Or he doesn't give a hoot anymore.
And he's just like,
it's one of the two.
Rosie, these yellow and red are lightning strikes.
Wow, let's see.
Around 12:30 last night.
Just everywhere. Look at that.
The blue circle is our house.
How
isn't
exciting.
That crazy?
Did you feel it downtown, Rosie?
Oh, it was bad just here? A show. And it was for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And at times, the rain was so intense. I don't have a number for you yet for the rainfall because we still got a little bit of light rainfall. So I'll have that number by
because
tonight.
That thin line you talked about, when I first woke up with the noise, I looked at the weather radar. I thought, well, it's a thin line.
Sure.
It'll pass over quickly. But then you could see as it moved, it was drawing up from the south. And the line stayed over us for a long time. Passed through us.
It was pretty intense, quite exciting for, you know, for somebody who reports on the weather every day. That was some of the heaviest rainfall I've experienced and strongest thunderstorms I've experienced in a long time. And it stayed so warm. It's still hot outside. It's about 18, 19 degrees.
It's quite muggy.
That kind of low is what you see in the height of summer. And it doesn't, you know, it's not very often that you get a low of 19, 20 degrees.
I felt
degrees.
The humidity increase in the house as the storm was passing
right.
through.
Right. Well, we're going to get some nice relief today from all that heat and humidity. And the rain will end early this morning. And then it's going to be beautiful this afternoon. Going to be a lovely day.
You can go out and clean up the yard.
I know. Now you're going to have to do that. Exactly. We're going up to high of 21, which is not much warmer than it is now. Sunny sky, sunny tomorrow. Thursday is going to be beautiful, going up to a high of 24. And then Friday, even warmer, sunny skies, 26 degrees. So the weather, you got your stable air mass. We're not talking about any strong lines of thunderstorms, at least for the next few days. It's going to be a very great-looking weekend. And then Monday, big day Monday. Looks like, if I can look that far ahead, 25 degrees in the sun-cloud mix. So nice day to get out and
isn't that
hit the poles.
Isn't that the last day of summer?
Nope.
It's coming up, right?
21 is
so
the last
Tuesday.
Day of summer. Mm-hmm. So and the first day of winter. Can't skip over fall. That's our favorite time of the year. First day of fall, September 22nd.
So, did we get any reports of damage? I know it's in the middle of the night it came in. Maybe it's too early.
It's a bit early right now.
I didn't hear about any fires.
No, we had a severe thunderstorm watch, which has since ended. But I'm not getting any reports right now. I can tell you just Hurricane Nicholas, which hit Texas and Louisiana. That was yesterday morning. left about over 200,000 people without power in Texas, and then poor Louisiana getting hit again after just a few weeks after Ida came on, which was the fifth strongest hurricane to hit the region, and then they get another whammy with Hurricane Nicholas. So our weather is definitely was definitely strong thunderstorms, but we can thank our lucky stars we're not Texas or Louisiana.
Or Manatic.
Manatic, down
south. It
felt
like a hurricane. Those first 20 minutes of the storm, the winds were so intense.
Yes, that's true.
But that sort of died down. Then it was just a thunder show after that. It was all about the lightning.
Yeah, well, you're going to have, it's all about the sunshine this afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful day, 21, this afternoon.
I'm glad it wasn't garbage day because I'd have put we'd be collecting garbage cans from all over the neighborhood.
Yes, that's true.
All right, thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. 527. Matt?
Bill?
They're calling it a victory for science.
What is California recall? Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because it was all about his Governor Newsom's among the strictest in the country measures, masking and lockdowns, and so that was put to the test with a recall. And they haven't counted all the ballots, but apparently he has such a big lead already.
Yeah,
he's not going to lose. He's got about looks like 60% of the ballots. He needed 50 plus one.
Okay.
So that ends the drama in California. Not surprised in the end. There was a big push from the Democrat Party to get in there and put a stop to that madness before it went any further.
Yeah, I don't like that system. I thought I did on the surface until we dug into it yesterday. Because
your idea is the best. Instead of if the sitting governor is recalled, so 51% of people vote him out, then you go to question two is, who do you want to see replace them? So whoever leads that list, even if it's only 25-26%, whatever, they become the new governor. So the governor could have had 49% support, and the guy with 20% support would replace him. Your idea of, have the recall, he gets thrown out, then have an election.
Separate vote, yeah.
So yeah, have another 30-day election.
I get that that's
Let
expensive.
Let everybody run properly.
But it seems more fair, no?
Yeah, it does. But there were so many people on the ballot, too, that it splits it. And you're not likely to get anywhere near enough. Like when Arnold Schwarzenegger won in a recall, he got 40-something percent of the vote. This was never going to be.
Yeah, that was actually a significant victory, like you said, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what else are we doing on today's show before we
We're going to talk to a friend of the show, Dr. Paul Romeliotis.
He's back on. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to him. Well, one, I mean, you and I were a bit confused by all the exemptions from the vaccine passport, and he seems like a fairly opinionated guy, so I think that's a good place to start. But just overall, where we're at, we're back to school. What's going on here?
Okay, yeah, because he's been pretty optimistic in the last month or so every time we've spoken with him. I'd like to know if that's hanging in there.
Yeah.
With schools opening and cases popping up in schools. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at Ontario's numbers. I like where they're going right now. They're not going down, but they seem to have slowed the growth. And hospitalizations in Ottawa dropped yesterday, which is good. And we don't have a lot of people in hospital. Based on the case numbers, you'd think there'd be a lot more. So I think it's going pretty well. But I don't think we've seen the results of back to school yet on the numbers overall. It's too soon.
No, I don't think so either.
By the end of the week, I think we'll have a pretty good idea. And I think that's what a lot of people were waiting on before we make other decisions about hockey games and indoor sports and all that.
Right, because Sens training camp starts next week.
Yeah.
And it means there's games in 2 weeks.
It's the Morning Rush, live at 5.
All right, Matt. What's trending today? He asks, knowing.
I think it's an obvious one, right? Okay, so stunning news yesterday. I mean, it's interesting. Norm MacDonald passed away yesterday at the age of 61, and his brother said he's had leukemia for years. I saw one report that he had cancer for 9 years and just didn't want to tell anyone.
That Conan O'Brien interview you sent me is from when?
2014.
And he doesn't, you know, in retrospect, I don't know that I would have noticed it, but he looks kind of bloated and...
That's the thing, yeah. I went back and watched an interview he did on CTV Question Period, because Joyce Napier is his sister-in-law.
Right.
And they, you know, they talked about it in the interview and whatever. And looking back, it was like, okay, maybe we missed the obvious there. But it's easy to go back and do that, right?
Very, very sad.
Yeah, just
61 years old.
And he's a polarizing comedian. You either love him or you hate him. And I fell into I love Norm Macdonald. I always have.
I was both.
Okay, see, and you
when
right.
he first did Saturday Night Live, the newscast.
Yeah, Weekend Update.
I didn't like when he took over Weekend Update because he did it more like a stand-up routine. He didn't lost its fake newscast feel.
Right.
And he was a much more conversational style, and I didn't like it. But then I found over the months and months of watching him that I'm laughing, and then I'm quoting him the next day.
Right. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, maybe I do like this guy.
It's like, well, maybe he changed the format, but it doesn't mean it's not good.
No, and I mean...
So he grew on me. I like his sarcasm and his...
The drama around him on Weekend Update with the OJ stuff, right? I mean, that's some juicy... I've gone back a lot. I don't know why. It was popping up a lot in my social media over the last couple of months, so I was really watching a lot of Norm Macdonald and the OJ
jokes.
You've
got to remind people of the OJ drama now. You brought it up?
Well, so here's what happened. He used to make fun of OJ a ton, and his theory was the president of NBC, who was close friends with OJ, fired him because of the OJ jokes. Wanted him out of there. And that's kind of...
He was heartbroken when he was...
How he left it. Yeah, we got some clips later. But you know what I loved about him, though? Because he had an Ottawa connection. He ended up going to Gloucester High School and went to Algonquin for a short time. There's some rumors that maybe he was kicked out. I mean, I guess he addressed that he was kicked out at some point. Don't know why. I think it was just grades. But he always brought up Ottawa or Canada when he'd do his late night bits, right?
Yeah.
And I grabbed a quick little clip here, and we'll play the rest later. But he talks about Ottawa on Letterman.
So I remember I went to this place. There's this place that in Canada called Ottawa.
Yeah. It's the capital. It's the capital of the country.
It's the nation's capital, yeah. And so they have this thing every year. It's called the Panda Game, right? And it's
Panda?
Panda, like Panda. An animal.
Yeah, sure.
And so, but they just call it that. It has nothing to do with Panda. So... So it's the University of Ottawa versus Carleton University. It's the two universities, and they play a game against each other.
Crosstown rivalry.
Game. That's it.
Yeah.
National US TV just throwing in the Ottawa roots.
And I love that he deliberately slurred it every time he said it to make the... Because Ottawa is a funny-sounding name.
Right.
Especially to Americans, right? We're used to it. We grew up with it. But he would exaggerate. Ottawa.
Ottawa.
He did that with Conan as well. Ottawa. Ottawa. And Ottawa. They all go, what? Where?
What? Where? What
That's
are you
a thing.
About?
Not many Americans could tell you it's the capital, but Letterman knew.
Letterman knew. So we'll work it in throughout the show, but I've got that extended joke for trending.
All right. Well, you oughta have
Ottawa.
That. 6 o'clock. That's the end of our morning meeting. Thanks for joining us. We're live at 5 every morning, and we'll get rolling here officially, formally. Coming up next, Morning Rush, Bill Carroll.